This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. People whose homes were swept away by flooding in Libya's eastern city of Derna a week ago faced the dilemma on Sunday of whether to stay despite a lack of fresh water or flee through areas where landmines have now been displaced.
A week on, Libyan rescue volunteers confront the devastation, describing the scene as tragic. Entire districts of Derna, with an estimated population of at least 120,000, were swept away or buried in mud. State media said on Sunday at least 891 buildings had been destroyed in the city, whose mayor has said 20,000 people may have died. On Saturday, the UN Libya envoy visited the flood-stricken Derna, where he checked up on field operations and met the head of the eastern-based administration.
U.S. President Joe Biden has a full itinerary ahead of enduring the upcoming U.N. General Assembly meeting in New York, where the war in Ukraine is one of many issues he will have to address.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky plans to attend in person to rally support for his country. He will meet Biden at the White House Thursday. While focusing on Ukraine, Biden must also acknowledge the concerns of the Global South, including the climate crisis, poverty and the plight of refugees, inflation and debt reduction. Not to be outdone by Chinese leader Xi Jinping, who met with Central Asian leaders earlier this year, Biden is also scheduled to summit with the heads of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan. Biden will hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of UNGA, including with next G20 chair Brazilian President Lula da Silva, and with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has flown 103 military planes toward Taiwan, a new daily high for the activity the island considers harassment. The Taiwan's Defense Ministry said it also detected Chinese vessels in the 24 hours from Sunday to early Monday. China's military regularly sends planes over water south and west of Taiwan in what some see as a campaign of intimidation for the self-governing island that is claimed by China. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's focused on the things the American people want and not political theater, following a week in which the House of Representatives opened an impeachment inquiry into allegations that he had benefited from his son's Hunter's deal and foreign business dealings. All this comes as lawmakers must strike a deal with Biden to keep the government open past the September 30th funding deadline.
Democrats say this is pandering partisan politics at its worst.
The White House has cooperated, and I believe the White House will continue to cooperate because there is nothing to hide. There is no facts in the record to suggest that President Biden engaged in wrongdoing. There are no facts on the record to suggest that President Biden engaged in impeachable offenses. There are no facts on the record to suggest that President Biden broke the law in any way, shape, or form. This is an illegitimate impeachment inquiry.
Republicans say they want more information related to the allegations. Arash Shahrabasadi, VOA News.
The world's largest financier of AIDS, TB, and malaria protection and prevention treatment and care program is warning of climate change concerns.
Climate change and conflict are hitting efforts to tackle three of the world's deadliest infectious diseases, the head of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria has warned. International initiatives to fight the diseases have largely recovered after being badly affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the fund's 2023 results report released on Monday. But the increasing challenges of climate change and conflict mean the world is likely to miss the target of putting an end to AIDS, TB, and malaria by 2030 without extraordinary steps, said Peter Sands, executive director of the Global Fund. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Australia's government is telling the online dating industry to improve its safety standards or be forced to make changes through legislation. The order is in response to research published last year that said 3 in 4 Australian users of dating apps or websites have experienced some form of sexual violence through the platforms. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.